Just time to squeeze this one in for you, Alan. How can we be certain that a bridge, when we build one, is actually going to stay up?
I don't know about certain, but you can certainly be fairly confident about it. It's been designed by a structural engineer and then checked independently by quite a few others. When you would not be quite so certain is if it's a fairly innovative bridge whose type we haven't seen before. And there's a thing in reliability theory called the bathtub curve, I think they call it, which says if something's going to fail, it sort of fails either early on day one or two, or it's going to be a long time, many years. The early failures are there's some dodgy detail or there's a bad bit of design and you don't really know till you've built it and then load tested it. So don't go on bridges on their opening day is a sort of general rule. If it makes the opening day, it's going to be fine on day two, day three, etc. But then after several decades, you start to get corrosion, you get fatigue, cracks will open up, etc. You'll get material degradation. So then it starts to become more likely to fail. But we do have good bridge inspection regimes. For really long bridges, the hardest thing is actually keeping it there in a hurricane or a storm. It's all about the wind design. It's actually quite easy to hold a traffic jam in the air for several kilometres. You just need really big cables. And so don't go on big bridges in hurricanes. I mean, but you wouldn't be. You would be blown off.
How does an engineer like you anticipate and model that sort of scenario? Do you have a computer program that pretends it's got the bridge sitting there and can work out all of the forces a bridge would be feeling in said hurricane, for example? Is that how you do this?
We do it on the computer and we make scale models of it in the wind tunnel, but we now have fairly sophisticated computational wind tunnels. And the real difficulty is the wind. If you're looking at the bridge, you're looking at the wrong thing. We really need to understand the wind and all the swirls and vortices and the forces that it creates out of nowhere. It makes the bridge move a bit, which then makes another vortex. There's a feedback system. It's really very complicated. And in fact, because I know how complicated it is, I'm not all that certain that we should be quite so confident that we know what we're doing. I mean, we are very confident, but you know, we want one in a million chance that this is going to go wrong. Whereas I sometimes struggle to put the figures quite so high, but because it is really difficult physics.
Because things do end up needing changes, don't they? If you look at the Tate Modern Bridge in London,
yes,
it was a bit of an oversight, wasn't it, on the part of the engineers that people were actually going to walk across this bridge. And it's once people began walking across it that it set up resonances on the bridge and the whole thing was swaying from side to side and they had to stabilise it. Did no one actually think, well, someone's going to use this bridge when they were testing it and building the model?
No, they did. And it's quite an interesting one. The fundamental physics there is actually biology. It's actually all about the people and it's not actually the bridge. It's the way the people change the way they walk. There was a feedback and the people actually behaved like a fluid and as the bridge moved a bit, they changed the way they walk. But actually that really demonstrated the day one phenomenon. You know, I told my family, don't go on it that day. You know, it's a load test. It's an experiment.
Thank you, Alan.